Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Governor in general, do you think anything more needs to do to protect politicians?
Well, let me say this. I think we need to do more to protect all of our citizens. I have long advocated. This is not what today is about, but there are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence. I mean, I've long talked about this. Background checks, shutting down gun show loopholes. Yeah, that's not for today's discussion, but it's not just about politicians. We worry about this every day for all of our citizens.
I'm not going to politicize it, but I'm going to politicize it. That was Governor Terry McAuliffe. To discuss those comments is Beverly Hallberg. She's joining us. She's the president and founder of District Media Group. She's also a visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Beverly, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Glad you could join us. So Governor Terry McAuliffe was rushed to the mic. I don't even think he thought twice, but he ran to the microphones to discuss this. And you heard what he had to say. You wrote a very interesting piece in the Washington Examiner about it. Tell us your thoughts on this.
Yeah, well, to set the context, we're talking about 3.5 hours after the actual shooting happened. This is the first press conference that officials are having to do a couple things. First of all, explain to people what the status is, and that is including whether or not it's safe for people who live in those neighborhoods to be able to be out in the street. So this is a very important safety, like where are we right now with safety in our neighborhoods? And this was his second answer that he gave in this press conference where only about 30 seconds in, he starts talking about gun control. And by the way, got the data wrong. It's not 93 million, and people do make mistakes on data, but he said it three times before a reporter corrected him and then said, I'm not going to talk about this, but then did. And that's communications 101. If you're not going to talk about something, just don't. Don't just say you're not going to talk about it and talk about it.
Beverly, I was really struck yesterday by the reporters and how good they were at their jobs in that interview. I mean, you had a reporter correct his stat. I mean, clearly, it seems like anybody would, but I think with reporters having such low reputations these days, he says 93 million Americans a day are lost to gun violence, and he keeps saying it. And finally, one of the reporters is like, you want to check that fact? And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. And then he starts saying, you know, this is not what today is about, but I want to talk about the fact that there are too many guns on the street. And a reporter instantly jumps in, didn't you just say that you didn't want to politicize this? I have to hand it to the reporters that were on scene yesterday. They did a pretty competent job in quickly fact-checking him on that.
No, absolutely. And I love that we have the audio of it. And even when, so I'm sure as many people did, we have the news on all day yesterday, and I was trying to get ready for work, and I was listening to the press conference. It was just shock. Like, I walked out of my room to look at the TV and say, did he just say what I think he said? And I was so thankful for the reporters who did correct him. And looking at past shootings, past tragedies like this before, you are used to there being comments about gun control immediately after an event, but it's usually not by a governor. It's usually not 3 hours in the sole press conference that's been had so far. And another interesting thing about the facts that he brought up, which is one of the things that we talked about in the article, is if his numbers were correct, the United States population would then therefore be wiped out by guns by the weekend. 93 million people died.
And then gun control really wouldn't be much of an issue, would it?
Yeah, we wouldn't. Well, people, a lot of times we hear liberals talk about needing population control, so maybe
that's
what
they
mean. The way they're thinking about it.
What do you think when you hear a guy like Terry McAuliffe, he goes, you know, I don't want to we shouldn't politicize this, not on this day. And then he instantly calls for gun control. You would think in his mind, like, he realizes what's happening. Is it just that he doesn't think that his gun control position is political? Is that why something comes out of his mouth like that?
Well, I will say that the question he got did allude to it. It's like, what do you think? The question was along the lines, what do you think members of Congress and politicians should do? So they were asking whether or not they should be able to carry, essentially. So the question, I will say, did did tee up this type of answer. But there were easy ways to dodge that altogether. I'm not sure if it was premeditated that he wanted to talk about this, but I do think that this is a natural response that so many liberals do have when there's a shooting, is to immediately say we need to get rid of all guns. But that also doesn't pay attention to the fact that it was guns, there were guns that prevented more people from being killed. As of now, the only one who has died is the actual shooter. And we've heard from many congressmen who have said if there weren't guns there, there weren't people defending them, there could have been at least 25 people dead.
Rand Paul described that yesterday as a massacre, that it would have been a massacre. You had congressmen and the staffer who was wounded huddled in that first base dugout, which was sunken into the ground. One entrance in, one entrance out, and that shooter was looking to advance on that dugout. Didn't get a chance because, again, as you noted, good guys with guns were present and ready to respond.
And here's what I would say, too. I think there's a place to have a debate about gun control. I mean, I am a pro-Second Amendment person. I think it's fine to have that debate, but we don't need to have it when we're still waiting to hear if people are going to lose their lives. It's just not the time. So it's the timing of all of this. I think that is always what is disturbing about this discussion in general. And even when he was saying we need to close the gun show loopholes, we need more background checks, none of those would have worked on this shooter, as we're learning more about him.
Well,
able to legally acquire this. So even the things that he's saying that we need to fix wouldn't have solved the situation. What solved the situation is that we did have people with guns to stop a bad guy. And you can't stop every bad guy unless you have good guys carrying guns.
Yeah, but at the end of the story here, the bottom line is I don't think any of us were surprised that Democrats automatically jumped to the microphone to blame guns, because they politicize these things while at the same time saying we shouldn't politicize these things, we need to come together. But at the same time, they will politicize it. It's a playbook. It's the same thing every single time. I don't think any of us were totally surprised. I think maybe it was the swiftness with which it happened this time. Maybe if he had waited a day, it would have been a much different story. But it was the swiftness that I think got people. Beverly Hallberg, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your analysis. Thank you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save.